And apparently someone just arrived or its people on that trail or something.
Well, I guess that's the way the podcast is going to start.
Okay.
Welcome back to No One Cares About This Podcast. I'm Alden.
I'm Eric. And we're going to start with a little,
segment called No One Cares.
Well, I was going to say we're going to start off by saying that we're not going to have necessarily, like, the things that happened last time happen this time around, because I'm currently not mad at my family, like everyone has been at some point in time.
Indeed.
And I think we did have something planned, but
structure went out the window yet again. No. I want to put out a PSA. We are offensive, and our opinions are offensive. And our talk is vulgar, if you couldn't tell from the first one. And if you haven't heard the first one, go back and listen to that one, because, yeah. But also, I haven't told you yet. I'm not going to apologize for anything I said about anyone, even in a bad way. I don't care. Get the fuck over it. And it's mainly due to the fact that I don't give a shit about myself. So I feel like everyone should be the same way and stop being a fucking snowflake.
We all kid and make fun of each other. Every once in a while it goes too far, and then we'll talk about it outside of things. But that's neither here nor there right now.
All right? Yes, the only thing that I laugh about is when you said, have you got any angry messages yet? And I'm like, no, I don't have social media anymore, remember? Which, I think the only time we're going to have social media, well, I'm only going to have social media, really, is for this podcast, so. If we get that far. I feel like we will.
Honestly, depending on if we actually finally gain a structure to this, I might make my own solo thing that goes on talking about topics that aren't really things that I feel like make that much sense for us to talk about, but I would like to talk about. But that's going to be, like, moving forward, and I still gotta think about that, because first off, I don't have a name for it. And second off,
no one cares about Eric's podcast.
Oh, you're actually listening. actually, that's not a bad one. I might save that.
I thought about doing that for like a minute, and then I was like, that sounds dumb. No one wants to hear my dumb voice fucking talking about shit. But
I also have no real following. All I've been told from people that have heard things thus far is that I apparently have, like, a radio podcast voice when I'm not angry.
You do, more than I do, because I've listened back to the first podcast back, whatever you want to call it, and I hate my voice, but
well,
whatever.
That first podcast was also the first time I've ever actually listened to playback of myself having a long conversation. It's like, even when I did karaoke, I don't have any videos floating around of that, although some of my friends might have some shit-faced Eric karaoke videos that we don't want to go watch again.
I would love to see those, but that's because I wasn't there for them.
Well, there were a couple of them that were, like, staged where I butchered things on purpose, but I guess I butchered it too good because it just turned into everyone was going along with the troll.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. I don't remember how many years back it was, but there was definitely one time I was at karaoke, and I decided to Rickroll the bar. I didn't expect the entire bar to start singing along.
I wish I was there. I would have definitely sang along with that shit.
But that's another thing. If you suck at karaoke but want to sing a song, pick a song that you know you can get the entire bar to sing along to. Go, do some, like, Sweet Caroline or... Well, the bars I went to, they put on Colt 45 and Two Zigzags, but that's besides the point. We like sketchy places. If there's a bunch of Karens and Chads there, we out. We don't hang out with the douche crowd.
Yeah, we don't.
We like the dive bar crowd. Old people, they have fun stories. And then sometimes they buy you stuff because you listen to their stories.
Oh, I love playing pool against old people. That's fun. Just you learn fucking a bunch of new shit while you're playing pool with them.
Yet again, another reason why... Okay, on No One Cares About This podcast, we're talking about fun bar adventures pre-COVID.
Yeah. I'm not going to name the bar, but I went to a bar that's not far from my mother's house, which is where we currently are. I'm not going to even say the fucking city. It's up the street, whatever. I got drunk and proceeded to play pool against a one-armed man. And he was very fucking good, and he was very surprised that I could even keep up with him. Because I think we both got down to the eight ball, I missed, and he hit it in. And he was like, fuck, I gotta buy you a drink. And I'm like, okay.
Well, I'm going to name drop the bar, because the bar no longer exists.
Well, the bar I went to technically doesn't exist, because now it's a fucking saloon.
Anyways.
Yes.
The place I used to go to was a little hole in the wall in the Southington next to the movie theater, formerly. It was called Billy O's. It was a wonderful dive bar. I went there for many years before he decided to sell because he was, frankly, tired of dealing with people's bullshit. It's not like the bar wasn't successful. He just didn't want to do it anymore because I knew the owner personally, but that's besides the point.
Yeah.
They had a Spider-Man pinball machine, but this was from the Tobey Maguire era Spider-Man, and I literally made that machine my bitch. I only didn't have two of the high scores on the machine, and that was only because the person that put the machine there never serviced it, so I couldn't actually complete the two objectives I needed to do to get those high scores because the rubbers were so worn out I couldn't get the ball to do the loop.
Oh, jeez. By the way, we should say that Eric's dad in his spare time likes to restore pinball machines and then sell them.
Well, he doesn't restore them per se. He just brings them back to... Places all the serviceable items. It's like all the rubbers and anything that may be broken, he'll replace to make it an actual functional, playable game again. It's like, if you want to fully restore a machine, you better like that game because it's going to cost more than it's worth.
Yeah.
I also definitely recall a few times at other bars where they had beer pong. And then as the night began, I sucked at beer pong. And as I got progressively more sloshed, I started kicking people's asses. So it's a little bit strange.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't have to go to a bar to do that. Or anyone's house to do that. Because when we have parties where I work, which, by the way, I'd like to say that I work in CNC manufacturing, just for the fuck of it. But we have a huge surface plate. I mean, I didn't show you when you were at...
No, you didn't.
Should have. But it's like 8 feet long by like 4 feet wide and like about 2 feet thick, I guess. And every time we're going on vacation for an extended period of time, like 4th of July is coming up and we're taking a week off, we're going to play beer pong on it the last day that we're there.
Oh.
So, and we proceed to get drunk, but also the owner, my grandfather, buys a lot of booze for everyone to drink, even though he currently can't drink.
Hmm.
Which is great. Which I don't know how he's drinking water instead of vodka.
Who knows? I surely don't.
No. You got to meet him, though.
Am I the only person in your friend group that's actually met your grandparents?
No. I'm not going to say names. Slim Nugs and...
Okay.
Well, they're the only two. But I say Slim Nugs because... Well, I'm sure someone will fucking know who that is anyways.
Ow, my back. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, weren't we going to fucking speak in accents, too?
Well...
I was going to say, we could do the Indian accents.
I feel like we haven't reached a proper transition yet, because we were talking about bar stuff, and
yeah,
then you switched into talking about how you work as a scene machinist.
Yes, but I was also prefacing how we do beer pong at my job.
Oh, yeah. That was how the tangent got brought up,
yeah,
because I talked about beer pong. Alcoholic savant.
All right, motherfucker. Go back to the alcoholic savant shit. Shite.
You know,
crap.
You know what? The problem here is, every time I get shit-faced, I end up pissing someone off, or I say some things that shouldn't be said in the public.
Well, here comes someone.
It is rather comical.
Thank you.
If anybody wants any.
All right.
Okay.
A tiny bit of sauce.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
thank
it's
you,
fine. Mom. Doesn't matter. We're not talking about anything serious.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom. That was funny. I don't know if anyone heard that, but that was my mother.
Well, there's pasta if we want it, so that works.
Yes. You also had some lovely garlic bread. I didn't have any, but...
My garlic bread was good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still curious as to... Yeah, before we leave, it's weird, but I'm going to take a picture of your sister's license plate so I can, like, remember it. Because if I get tailgated again,
and
I know it's her, I'm just going to come here and be like, what the fuck?
I'm going to kill you!
It's okay. She's known me for as long as Alden's known me, basically. Give or take, like... a month.
Yeah, pretty much. I was gonna say, I think I've known you longer than anyone in my family has, but I think you and my mother have a closer relationship than you and I have, because you two worked together for so long.
Well, 11 years at the restaurant.
Mm.
On a... at least once a week basis, if not two times a week, I would,
yeah,
see your mother... It truly depended on if I was working all of the shifts or the other dishwasher was there. But for a period of time, I did that shift all by myself.
Yeah.
And let me tell you,
shit sucks.
I didn't mind the work, but my hands didn't like the fucking chemicals.
Yeah.
My hands were either constantly old man prune or just itchy as fuck.
Yeah, and then you also had to deal with the boss's fucking fiance, who's a total
Yes, even though I enjoyed my time at the restaurant, I partially feel like that's part of the reason why I have to drink every single day. It's like, it was a period of time where I'm like, I need to quit drinking. And then I go to work and then proceed to get fucking, like, partially cocked with the boss.
Yep.
Because he did not like drinking alone.
Yeah. On top of that, what was it, 8 o'clock? He was just like, get me a beer. All right. Which when What's-His-Face took over, he did the same fucking thing.
Well, other fun facts. It's not like Marcus is ever going to listen to this. He's an old man.
Yeah, no, but there's the off chance that he does, or he hears it from someone.
But there were totally plenty of times when I was working with your mother where I would just, like, be drinking cocktails out in the dining room when there wasn't anything going on until the rush hit.
Yeah.
It's like, I already did, like, the bean bundle prep or the, like, crumbling blue cheese prep you wanted. Now it's just time to chill with old mom bullshit about random stuff or do the New York Times crossword puzzle while drinking a cocktail. God.
Yeah. Yeah, because even when I started working there after you... You stopped? Or... No.
It turned into... I basically worked, like, one day a week towards the end, only because it was, like, you had a job, and then our other friend Mike worked there because he didn't have a job at that point in time, so I just, like, gave it to him.
Yeah, but then, like, Mike left, and I took over.
Yeah.
But, yes, there were a few times where Marcus asked me for help on the New York Times crossword. So yeah. I was like, you're really asking me? Why? It's like, we'll do something here about like Star Trek or Star Wars or Stargate or whatever. And I'm like, well, I might know it.
Yeah, whenever sci-fi questions, video game questions, or pop culture reference questions got brought up, most of the time I'd get asked about them. Yeah. I'd say maybe 2/3 of the time I had a rough idea, and then there was the other third of the time where I'm like,
I know exactly what that is.
Okay, I'm going to have to turn this into quarters. Half of the time, I knew what was up. One quarter, I was like, I knew I was fucking right.
Yeah.
And then the last quarter was, he's in the kitchen, he's distracted, let me look up the answers.
Yeah, I've done that for, because my mother still does them at home, so I've done that for her. I'm like, she's not in here, I can look this up real quick, hold on. But there's also that 1/5 where you're like, I think I know this, but let me look it up. And then you do, and you go, fuck, I was right. Or fuck, I was wrong.
Well, here's one thing that fucked us a few times, actually. None of us knew the proper way to spell something.
Oh, yeah.
So it threw off the rest of the fucking puzzle. It's like, we can't get this because this is part of that. We know this is right, but...
We didn't spell it right. That must be the answer.
Yeah.
To the question.
On the mind.
By the way, I'm going to say 2 things right now in 2 different languages. Just because I want to. Le singe et sous la blanche. And eu bibilici. Just because I like those 2 sentences, which are 2 different languages.
Was one French and one Spanish?
One was French and one was Portuguese.
I was half right.
Yeah. Well, depending on how you see it, because Portuguese is technically Spanish, Italian, and French in one language.
This is why I'm saying I was half right, because I got the French part. I'm not going to argue what Portuguese is.
Fair enough.
Well, that's kind of like... I never heard the Harry is a Hungarian joke until I heard it on That 70s Show. But now that a few of my coworkers know I'm Hungarian, it's like, are you Harry? And I'm like, no, I'm one of the fortunate ones that isn't a hairy fucking woolly mammoth. No, yeah. We're not a bunch of hairy individuals. Granted, there might be some of us that are. I'm not in that fucking category.
You're 100% Hungarian, right?
I'm going to say yes.
But that's mainly because you don't know.
Well, the thing is, we can trace back the history to, like, Ellis Island and whatnot.
Mm.
But part of the problem is certain... Like, I have no idea what or if my actual Hungarian last name is what it is, or if we just became Maggie when we came over here, because it's a super common Hungarian last name. For all I know, my name could be some super long-winded thing that starts with the letter N, and then they just called us Naggy because it was easier at fucking Coney Island.
Yeah. I don't know my ancestry background. I know some of it, not all of it. So, that's my issue.
Now, I didn't want to have, like, some obnoxious thing be picked up on, like, so that was...
Well, it was picked up last time you did it in a car.
Now that I think about it, that's one thing we should try to avoid is, nobody wants to hear anybody hawk a nasty-ass loogie or have a coughing fit.
Well, then I'm gonna walk away to spit real quick.
Damn it. It is a fair argument.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, because I spit a lot when I smoke. And I don't know.
That's annoying, but... Yeah. Yes, it's a real thing. Yes. Hmm, see? Don't ask. I don't know.
I concur.
All right.
Cheerio.
No farting on the fucking podcast either. You dirty fucking Hungarian bastard. I couldn't do that completely.
Let it go. Let it go. I don't know the song because I refuse to watch it. Then
can't hold it back anymore. No, I only know it because... Well, I mean, on some level, I know it because, like... I don't listen to the original at all. I listen to, like, the death metal versions on Spotify, which I love.
I remember there was one time I tried to do... I can't remember what the song was, but I was trying to do it the original way, and I just, like, couldn't... I couldn't get into the right tone of voice, so I'm like, fuck this, and I went full screamo mode and just finished the song out like that, and weirdly enough, the crowd was okay with it. It's like, have him butcher it, or do it in a different style. We're gonna go with different style this time, Alex.
Yeah.
God rest that man. I don't think they actually came up with a replacement for Alex Trebek.
Trebek, no.
Now, did they?
No, the perfect host for that would be is Will Ferrell pretending to be Alex Trebek. That would be the perfect replacement, in my opinion.
I thought they were going to have Lamar Burton do it, the dude from Reading Rainbow, because he'd be perfect for it.
Probably, but like if you watch the SNL skits where they do the...
Yeah, I mean, Will Ferrell does a perfect impression of Alex Trebek.
You know why they made fun of Sean Connery on that, right?
Probably, but I don't really remember the exact reasoning.
The exact reasoning was because, what the fuck is the show called? With Alex Trebek, because I'm drawing a blank now.
Alex Trebek was Jeopardy.
Okay, on Jeopardy, an actual episode you can watch online, which is hilarious, is Sean Connery is on it in real life, and it said...
Celebrity Jeopardy. Okay.
Yeah, Celebrity Jeopardy, but it was the pen is mightier, and he thought it said the penis is mightier.
Oh, God.
That's why they make fun of him so bad for it. Like... Letitch now. Would just let it snow. I love that one.
On the subject of game shows, Watching Wheel of Fortune is sometimes hilariously bad because it's like, solve the puzzle, and then it's like, I just came up with the dirtiest phrase that actually fits in there, and I know it's not the right answer.
Yeah, I do that too. Hi, Mom. You got more sticks?
Yeah, but I got them for the boys. I don't know if maybe want to decorate them.
Oh, cool. Well, I hope Nathan's is all rainbow and stuff, because his father would have hated it.
Hey, that's perfect. It's Pride Month.
Oh, all I'm going to say is my nephew is my brother's son. My brother is not currently with us anymore. Tomorrow will be 4 years he's not with us anymore, and my brother was the biggest homophobe in the world. So imagine my fucking thought process when I found that out after I just told him I was bisexual. I was wondering why he was giving me dirty looks.
All I can't replicate the noise, but I really wanted to make the Tim Allen noise. Well, I'm not on cocaine. I can't replicate the noise properly. Because that was coke era Tim Allen.
Yeah, I couldn't replicate that noise if I was on coke. I do it better when I'm sober. Or drinking.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I'm going to go grab another one.
Okay. Do you want a shandy, or are you just going to grab another?
I mean, I could just... If you want to make me a shandy, I can just continue talking and then try to...
All right.
Figure something out here.
I will make you one. Less or more lemonade? Probably less, like, a third?
Yeah, why not? We'll figure it out as it goes.
Well, the reason I did half initially is because I was waiting till I got lower, then I poured the rest of the beer in, so...
I'll probably do it the same way then, because I like the way you had yours. Yes. Bird noises. Sometimes it's funny when you don't know what to think. Also, I've realized I get into an extremely... Yeah, I don't know where I was going with this. I was going to have a self-reflecting moment, but that didn't work. I get mad about dumb things on a regular basis. There's a lot of unnecessary stress floating around in my personal life, where it's like... just dealt with a bunch of nonsensical crap, because I have to work around the fact that there's... so many stupid... Oh, wow. Now I'm going on a rant that makes no sense again. Can't concentrate. It's probably because there's... When I'm financially unstable, I go crazy. Which I am currently in that state. Once Friday comes around, they'll be okay again. Chain smoking for the lose. Cause I don't have money to buy more smokes. Cause I'm a dumb fuck.
Yeah, same here. Which my mother said we can finish off her drinks, which is cool. And I'll repay her at some point.
Oh yeah, but... And then the other unrelated topic of...
You continue to talk. I have to use the bathroom. Should have done that before.
Stupid noises. Brought to you in part by... Sassafras. Okay, I guess now would be the time to disclose the fact that sometimes I say things, but don't mean them. They're just there for comedic value. So just take it with a grain of salt. Oh yeah, we didn't mention this in the last podcast, but we drink during these things. So if slurring or incorrect pronunciations happen, you know why. Yeah. So, Friday is Bad Batch, and I'm looking forward to that.
So am I. His neighbor just started his Mustang.
You said the neighbor just started his Mustang, and now I'm hearing a noise that sounds like a siren in the background.
Or a dying cat. Or child.
Oh, yeah. One thing I've noticed ever since I've had my cat for the past couple of years, after having, like, a 2-year period without owning a cat, if I'm watching anything on TV, and then there's their, like, soundboard screeching cat noise, she immediately, like, picks up and is like, what the fuck was that? Like, she could be dead asleep and then wake up and be like, what the fuck was that?
Hmm.
So, in a nutshell, don't watch anything that has weird animal noises in it if you have pets.
You also have a fatty catty. She's a chonker.
She is chonk. And it's comical because I'll wake up in the middle of the night and then she'll just be, like, sleeping next to me, but I sleep on a fucking single.
No, you sleep on a twin.
The size isn't that much different. It's very minuscule.
No, I sleep on a single, and you know why.
Yeah. But
I don't want the Wi-Fi on. Stop turning it on. Sorry.
She a chongus. And she likes to stretch out. So it's like, I got from my foot to, like, my kneecap of space I can't move.
Yeah.
The other day I accidentally, like, I was half awake and I went to go roll over and I kicked her off the bed. And I'm like, what? I'm sorry, honey. I didn't realize you were freaking basically little spooning me right now.
That just reminds me, I'm just going to quote this from a song, but it just reminds me of this. You're the little spoon, I'm the big spoon, like we're in the cupboard.
The talk of cupboards. I don't know. It's strange. Apparently I was a fat baby, and now I'm just a skinny adult.
Which is funny, because I think I was a... Was I fat? Yes, I was. I was the fattest baby my mother had. And I'm fat as an adult.
Well, the running joke, and there's apparently Fidiot.
Fitty?
No, I said, I just tried to combine photo and video into one word.
There's video.
No, there's, there's photo evidence that I, like, crawled into the pantry and found one of those, like, boxes of 12 Enemans donuts. I ripped that shit open and took a bite out of every single one and got caught red-handed. It's like, really? You just destroyed that entire box. You couldn't just eat one donut. You had to take a bite out of all 12? Toddler logic.
Yep. They're all mine now. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I also grew up in the 90s, so I would also constantly harass my mother for quarters every time we went grocery shopping because I wanted to use the capsule machine.
Yep. Yeah, that's a great thing that we were both born in the 90s. Well, you weren't born in the 90s.
I was...
You were born in 89.
Yeah, I was born
in... You were
in
a 90s. Yeah.
I was a 90s kid that just happens to appreciate a lot of the 80s stuff because growing up, that's what my reruns were. And I'm like,
yeah,
these shows are really great. And I feel like since I grew up in the 90s, that also explains why I like weird synth music. I don't know.
Oh, dope.
Huh.
What the fuck? I didn't even know I had this. Thank you.
What is that?
Apparently, me in high school when I got thin.
Wait a second. What year are we talking? I need to see this.
Well, you met me in 06, and this is 07 to 08.
Oh, so I had graduated already, and you were like a sophomore at that point.
Yeah. And for everyone who should know, who hasn't figured it out, I was born in 92. That's why I was thin. I'm sure that's a fucking, like, thing, like, hey, maybe you should get thin again, Alden. Oh, thanks, Ma. I'm big chungus as well.
You might want to slap me for this remark, but this photo of you from October of 2007 makes me think you should have been, like, in a early 2000s ska band with your fucking hair, the necklace, and facial hair. And the fact that you only have one earring.
Yeah.
You look like a ska kid band guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, my favorite music is, like, pop punk, so that was kind of what I've always tried to look like. Except I'm easily 100 pounds heavier than I was there.
There's also the other part of it that is like, you never gave a fuck.
Yeah.
Me, on the other hand, I didn't really become social until after I graduated high school, which is a little bit weird because you would have figured I would have started sooner, but no. I was just kind of like on good terms with everyone. And then there were, like, a couple of people that I didn't get along with.
Yeah.
Mainly a couple of people that ended up... You know what? I don't wish this on anyone, but some of the people that used to bully me back in the day ended up dying of drug overdoses years later, so I guess I won in the long run?
Yeah, I could, yeah. Okay. Well, I don't care about much. I have to say a little bit. I do care a little bit about this photo of me more than 10 years ago. I definitely need to lose weight. Oh well. I'm trying currently. I'm actually exercising and everything. The problem I'm having is I'm currently gaining muscle mass and not losing fat, which is very annoying. But, so I get walking 4 miles a goddamn night before I go to bed. And I'm that fat that I don't have the capability of running for more than maybe a minute. And then I have to take 5 to 10 minutes to catch my goddamn breath, so there's almost no point in doing that. Yeah. So, I need to look like this again. I'm gonna keep these photos so I can have a reminder of what it could look like again. All I keep thinking is I look like my cousin, and I work with my cousin. I also look stoned in this picture. I probably was. I don't smoke weed anymore, though, so. I have many reasons behind why I don't anymore. Y'all back.
Yeah, I'm back.
By the way, look at this picture again. I look stoned. That was back when I used to smoke weed.
Remember the fucking shitty times smoking weed? Smoking weed used to be the biggest chore in the world. You'd have to go out to the middle of bumfuck nowhere so nobody would find you.
Well, that's why I loved living here, because my parents are like, if you guys want to drink and you want to smoke weed, stay here. It's fine. We don't care. Because both my parents drank and smoked weed. But they did the same thing for my brother and my sister, so my older siblings. And then they did the same thing for my younger sister, who, well, we all know what's happened to her.
I highly doubt she'd be interesting, but I'm not opposed to her having a guest appearance at some point.
Yeah. Well, the problem I have with her is, like,
is it the same issue that it would be with my brother, where she, it would basically turn into them talking over us?
No, actually, she wouldn't that much. She would when it comes to certain things that, like, her and I talk about. Mm. But, like, her and I have a better relationship than you and your brother have, because, like, I don't know, just the way we grew up and everything. But, like, we can cut each other off constantly. We don't get mad at each other.
Well.
And she also doesn't have to make the point about herself.
The new trend that has been ticking me off is whenever there's a drunk person in any TV show, it's like, that's how you were the other day. I'm like, could you fucking not? Yes, I do dumb shit when I get blackout. Hence why we're not allowed to smoke and drink at the same time anymore. Otherwise, fucky things happen.
Yeah.
Although, no, I'm not. I thought about it, but no, I don't actually want to humor this. Although, at the same time, if I get to this point and you realize it, you might as well keep recording so I can listen back. Considering the last time I got like that, I don't remember jack fucking shit. I remember smoking, and then as soon as it actually kicked in, no memory.
Yeah, I can tell. I'm gonna need to make myself another shandy soon.
But it's one of those things where it's like, you never believe what people tell you about yourself until you actually see it yourself.
Yeah. Or hear it, in this case.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I said on here, I'm going to keep these pictures as a reminder every day, lose weight. Because holy shit, I looked good at one point.
Well, it's something that we're never going to discuss, because I can't discuss it because I don't remember any of it, is it has to have been at least 7 years now, because my insurance finally went back down.
Oh, that. Yes.
Yeah, I keep a picture of the day I got home from my car crash to remind myself, don't do these, don't drink and drive. Just don't do it.
Mm-hmm. That was a little bit more than drinking and driving, but we don't need to go into it on here.
Well, nobody got hurt except myself and my pride. So.
Yeah.
Also my bank account.
Yeah.
Although, the funny part about that is, like, after that happened, I got a bunch of brand new shit. It's like, here's a new computer. Here's a new phone. But I did have a therapist for a little while. Until I got the job I'm currently at.
Mm.
And then I stopped going. Which,
might have been a bad idea to stop going. Because you definitely need someone more than your friends to talk about that shit with. Trust me, I need a therapist too sometimes.
My biggest thing is, it's like,
yo, add more beer to that. Soon.
the biggest problem I have is, like, you go there, and you're supposed to open up to them, but part of my problem is, I have trust issues.
Oh, I do too.
So, it's like, by my own admittance, I did do some of that to myself, not necessarily all of it, but I did do some of it, okay? Like...
You can continue to talk. I'm gonna go get more.
Long story short, I tried to actively pursue anyone that paid attention to me of the opposite sex, and that came to blow up in my face. So I literally have almost no female friends. But as in the past, we're good now. Granted, we still don't. I didn't necessarily alienate all the girls I knew because of the fact that I tried to pursue them. Some of us just kind of grew apart. Also, fun fact, don't call people when you're on drugs at like 3 in the morning. That's not a good idea either. Why has this turned into like a self-admittance every time Alden goes away?
Don't worry, I did the same thing when you walked away.
Oh, so this is going to be fun whenever I decide to go listen to it, I guess.
Yeah, same with me. I'm going to be like, wait, what the fuck did he just say? Like,
well, I basically admitted to sabotaging my love life by actively pursuing pretty much every female I knew, although I didn't ruin all of my relationships that way. Some of them, we just kind of grew apart, but...
Yeah, but you also did focus more on, like, video games and friends.
Well, yeah. Well, that explains my whole not really becoming social until after high school, because I was more focused on keeping myself entertained instead of, like...
Entertaining others?
Well, that's a big thing about my turnaround now, is... For the longest time, I was more preoccupied with what other people thought of me instead of keeping myself fucking happy.
Yeah. Which is why you and I had two completely opposite experiences when it came to most things, because, like, you cared about a lot. I didn't give a shit about pretty much anything. Because apparently being a douchebag means you can get girls constantly, and I am proof of that in high school, and even after high school. However, now, I still don't give a shit, but I'm fat, and I don't want anyone. Because I've also realized how great it... What the fuck was that? What the fuck just hit me in the eye? What the hell was that?
I think it was a moth.
That thing was fucking huge. Holy shit.
Well...
Jesus Christ.
Godzilla, I thought Slenderman just fucking... Kong happened. Mothra's in toddler form and he's just harassing you right now.
Jesus Christ. I thought the Slenderman was coming to get me. Fucking hell. Jesus. Yeah, back to what I'm saying. Now I just prefer being alone, because once you realize how good loneliness is, after being with a ton of fucking people, realizing how dumb they are, or annoying, or whatever, I also just don't have a tolerance for anyone anymore. I don't have the patience.
Well, for the longest time, I thought I wanted the party girl type, until I hung out with a few of them, and I'm like...
I'm gonna murder you or myself.
You're fun in, like, a movie sitcom way, but in real life, I want to put a muzzle around your fucking mouth because you need to shut the fuck up. Sorry about that, but not really, because some of you motherfuckers just need to learn to close your goddamn mouth.
I'm going to add to that. Some of you need to learn to close your goddamn legs, too.
Well, actually, no. If I come around and I like you, you can open them back up.
In my case, I'm going to be like, I don't want to hit that. Here's Eric.
Do we have anything in common? No? Move along.
I don't even care if there's anything in common at this point.
Well, I've always been a picky son of a bitch. Now my pickiness is more so. Do we have anything we can talk about? Do I even like you? There has to be common ground for me to pursue things now. It's like, yeah, she's hot, but she's really annoying.
Like, or, yeah, she's really hot, but I literally can't talk about anything with her. Because she has no personality.
Or my new favorite is I meet someone interesting, and they're either
in a relationship.
I was going to say unavailable, or the timing was wrong.
Yeah. Or, here's the fun thing, I just see you as a brother. I'll fuck off and die, please. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, never use the "you see me as a family member" remark, because I'm just going to get pissed.
I've heard that before, and they're like, I just see you as a brother, and I'm like, alright, one, I want to say, is it a stepbrother? No, it's not? Okay. Well, then you could go die in a fire, okay?
The only reason I'm going to add to your stepbro comment is like, bitch, I've already seen you without clothes on.
Yeah, but that's the girl you have to fucking be, like, wary of.
Well, no. Just to clarify.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
This is not about someone who's probably listening to this. This is about some other shit in the past.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now. But, like, those girls who are like, oh, come in my room, I'm gonna change, and they have no problem changing in front of you, they don't see you as, I'm gonna fuck this guy. They see you as, oh, yeah, he's my friend or my brother. That's it. And I'm like, fuck off and die.
Ooh, I got one. My favorite part was years ago. This strip club no longer exists, mind you. But yeah. Me and my buddies used to go to this strip club, and there was this stripper, and we became friendly with her. And it turned into, basically, she knew us on, like, a first-name basis.
Yeah.
And then, years later, after that place closed down, I ran into her at a McDonald's. We didn't speak. We just made eye contact. She realized she remembered me from years ago, and I know what she looks like naked, and she immediately fucking bolted.
That's funny, because, like, you literally could go up to her, like, hey, how's it going, blah, 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 and just shoot shit and not be like, I've seen you naked, get in the bathroom.
I wasn't going to say anything weird. It's like, hey, how you been?
Yeah.
Not like, oh, hey, remember that time you freaking grinded all over my fucking face because I gave you $80?
Oh, my God. See, that's why I don't go to a strip club, because it's just a fucking tease, and you just waste your money.
Yeah, but here's the kicker. I never paid for any of it.
Well, yeah, you never paid, but I mean, a guy
someone
like...
Someone did. Yeah. We're not going to say who.
Although... would have paid.
To be honest, I think the most annoying one was... there was a VIP experience, and me and my buddy both got VIPs at the same time, because we were okay with it, because it's like, fuck it, okay. You're on that side of the room, we're on this side of the room. But at one point, the two girls decided to get together. Actually, wait, no, that wasn't it. No, what happened was, me and my girl were on one side, and him and his girl went on the other side, and then his girl's belly button ring somehow got stuck in my boy's freaking pants zipper. So my entire VIP experience was ruined because me and the girl I was supposed to be getting a dance from had to use our cell phone flashlights to try to get this other stripper's belly button ring unstuck from my friend's pants.
Oh my God. By the way, I'm gonna say 5-minute warning.
Oh. Yeah. But
Because holy shit, we've been talking for almost an hour.
Well, there's also... We might actually have to edit this one because there's awkward pauses.
Or we could just split it up like I wanted to and have more than one podcast. Well, we're going to find out at the end of this. Oh, what does it say? Heads up. Maximum recording session, 60 minutes. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. All I want to bring up real quick. I remember the story from Fluffy. And normally I wouldn't apologize, but sorry for calling you what I did in the last podcast. It's because I'm drinking. Didn't Mike go to the strip club and get a dance from someone and he was wearing a Nintendo shirt? And the girl just, like, traced her finger down his face all the way to his shirt and just goes, "Game over." Didn't that happen?
I don't... I've never heard that story. How the fuck did I not know about this?
I laughed so hard when I heard that. I know Fluffy told it to me because I remember his fucking stupid giggle. I remember that, and I think it was Mike because I know how Mike would have reacted, which would have been, motherfucker!
Well, I got a quick story for you. Me and our other buddy, I'm just going to call him Nell for the right now.
Yeah.
He brought me to a stag party, and we went to the stag party, and we were there drinking, and then it's like...
All of Nell's stories are legendary.
What kind of fucking stag party doesn't have strippers? So, we leave the stag party because the stag party's over and there were no strippers and we'd been drinking. It's like, we wanted titties. We were expecting titties and there were no titties. So, we drive out to the strip club, which no longer exists.
You can just say the name at this point if it doesn't exist.
Well, it was the Gentleman's Club and Kitchen Cafe on the Berlin Turnpike, which is now a little fucking strip mall, which is, I think, a Tommy's Tanning and a cell phone store.
Oh, yep, I know where that is.
It's directly across the street from a Taco Bell.
Yep.
There was definitely one time I went there, and there definitely had to be, like, the business owner or a drug dealer, because there's no other reason for a Lamborghini Diablo to be parked right out front of a strip club.
Yeah.
But I digress. What the point was, me and Nell go there after leaving this stag party, which had no strippers. But before we go in, we went out into the field to go, like, take a piss, because the strip club only had one bathroom, and we both needed to go, and there was no way we were gonna fucking wait. So we took a piss in, like, the field, and then went into the club afterwards. And then there was this one stripper I was familiar with that was, like, one of Fluffy's favorites at the time. And she sees me and Nell, and she's like, "What's on your pants?" Because since we went in the field, we had some of those hitchhiker things.
Oh my god!
Stuck to our legs, so she literally pulls one of those things off our, like, I don't remember if it was my pants or his pants, and she's like, "I'm gonna take this and go put it on one of the girls I don't like," and we just both immediately died. And then, like, 5 minutes later, there's a girl scream, and then we just die again.
All right. We're going to end the podcast now on that fucking note, because we have a minute left. Yes, thank you for participating and listening to our podcast. This is number 2. Hopefully it'll be just as good as number 1. Well, probably better, I hope. Want to say anything in the last minute?
Don't quibble with Ish Kabibble. That's a line from a Magic Hat number 9 cap, circa, like, 2007.
All I want to say is, does anyone remember Pogs? I'm Alden.
I'm Eric. I have a shitload of them still.
This has been No One Cares About This Podcast. Thank you for listening. Please follow and try to get other people to listen to this. All right, now do we make a weird noise or some shit?
Oh. The topic for next week could be fucked up insults that I used to use that no one would know how to respond to. Perfect example, the years ago when we still had a 7-Eleven and we'd go there to hang out at nighttime, and I called that freaking cashier a sausage wallet.
She was a sausage wallet. Well, on that note.
Okay, now I'm gonna be the Loogie Hawking dick.